Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's morning prayer. Psalm 50, verse 14. It reads, "Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and make good your vows to the Most High." This is the line of scripture that I use each Sunday as an offertory sentence, right before the alms basins are passed. Make good your vows to the Most High. What vows are they talking about? The promises made in the Ten Commandments, and for us, the promises we make in the baptismal covenant. The promises to go to church, obey the commandments, forgive others and repent for our own sins, be good examples of discipleship by respecting the dignity of every person, and to seek and serve all people. Each week we offer to God not only our money, but our actions, all our decisions, all our thoughts. Our minds, our bodies, and spirits are offered back to God in thanksgiving for creating us in His image. I invite you to reflect with me today on the completeness of our weekly offering. Are our thoughts and actions such that they are suitable to be offered to God? How aware are we throughout the week of our vows to God? Have you or could you make an additional vow to God during this Lenten season that could be offered weekly as a form of thanksgiving? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 229 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper Five, the Sunday closest to June 8. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.